The BBC was quoting a message given to the Legislative Council of the British Straits Settlement by their governor, Sir Thomas Thomas. Said the governor, "The fate of Penang depends very largely on what happens in northwest Malaya. The initial surprise of the attack has made things difficult for us. We've had some shocks and expect more. But Singapore must not fall. Singapore shall not fall." Japanese tonight were reported to have driven within 15 miles of Penang, mentioned by Governor Thomas. Also from the NBC listening post, reviewing the situation in Hong Kong, the London radio reports, "Our forces at Hong Kong are ready to meet all enemy assaults, which are expected to be launched by land, sea, and air against the island fortress. In withdrawing our troops from the mainland, it is believed that our forces sustained no loss." The BBC also quotes Colonel Ralston, Canada's defense minister, as declaring that Canadian casualties at Hong Kong had been very slight. Here's a bulletin just off the wires from Tokyo. The official Japanese news agency, Domei, reports that 354 persons were killed or injured in an earthquake in southern Formosa. Formosa, you know, is a large island off the coast of China between Shanghai and Hong Kong. No major developments are reported in late dispatches from the fighting fronts. An early United States Army communique issued in Manila said there is no change in the situation on the ground, and no air activity has been reported since yesterday. An interesting sidelight on the war in Europe comes from Ankara. In the Turkish capital, totally unconfirmed, reports say that Adolf Hitler has been forced to leave the Russian front because of an imminent nervous breakdown. His doctors are said to have ordered him to his Berchtesgaden retreat in the Bavarian Alps for a rest cure. Honolulu. Hawaii's honored dead now lie in orderly graves row on row as stern reminders of Japanese treachery on December the 7th. In picturesque Nuuanu Cemetery, the Navy victims of Pearl Harbor have been buried with brief military services. There was little ceremony, but afterwards the graves were decorated with the green banyan leaves and ferns, hibiscus, and orchids, all peculiar to the very outpost of the United States. On one row of graves is a 10-foot V for victory made of white flowers, and many of the graves have been covered with red, white, and blue decorations. France is not the only occupied nation giving the Nazis more trouble. Here's a United Press summary of today's Behind the Lines activity. A newspaper in Stockholm charges that the Nazi Gestapo is torturing anti-Nazis in Norwegian concentration camps. In New York, the Moscow radio was heard broadcasting a report of sabotage against the Nazi overlords in Holland. The Moscow report declared that 50 soldiers and officers were killed when Dutch patriots wrecked a troop train last week. London reports that the Germans have been forced to increase their garrisons in Serbia, Montenegro, and Bosnia, all parts of what was Yugoslavia. And the Germans are reported to have offered a $15,000 reward for the capture of the leader of the Serb Freedom Army. A British broadcast further declared that 64 more persons in Yugoslavia have been executed for anti-Nazi activity. Here are several blackout stories received tonight. St. Louis, the Coast Guard is warning that blackouts may even be necessary in the inland river valleys. Coast Guard headquarters warned river skippers that in event navigation lights disappear along the banks of the four great rivers, the Mississippi, the Missouri, the Ohio, and the Tennessee, they must immediately turn to the banks and tie up. No advance notice of the blackout will be given, and in some circumstances, all civilian traffic may be forbidden in certain river areas. Tampico, Mexico. An unheralded blackout and the noise of planes overhead tested the civilian defense of this important oil port tonight. The military commander announced it was a complete success, while the citizens thought it was real. This news came to you from the NBC Newsroom. This is the National Broadcasting Company. From the NBC Newsroom, Manila. Two new victories at sea were reported today by the commander of the United States Asiatic Fleet, Rear Admiral Thomas C. Hart. But Admiral Hart's brief announcement does not give any details. It says only that three United States submarines have been involved in attacks against the Japanese, that two of these actions were successful, and that the third was a failure. The Admiral says that the American Navy would not be drawn into a premature attack upon Japan itself. Tokyo. The Japanese island of southern Formosa has been struck by its worst earthquake in more than a decade. The Japanese news agency says more than 350 persons have been killed or injured, and more than 2,000 homes have been damaged. Railroad communications between the cities of Tainan and Kamayo have been disrupted. Late dispatches say telephone communications have been cut at three places, and many water mains are reported broken. The Tokyo radio, heard at the NBC West Coast listening post, puts the number of casualties at 918. The Japanese announcer says that Tainan was apparently the center of the quake and suffered the most damage, although several smaller villages were believed to have been hit by the earthquake. Japanese forces attacking Hong Kong are concentrating very heavy air and artillery attacks on the island's gun emplacements, according to a message from Chungking, carried by the London radio and heard by the NBC listening post. Chinese troops, the message added, still continue their attacks on the Japanese flank. Havana. Cuban police announced that they've uncovered an alleged Gestapo, or German secret police ring, and the police reported that the arrest of two Cubans, one German, one Swiss, a Turk, and a Pole. Authorities say still more arrests are anticipated. Washington, a member of the Military Affairs Committee in the House, predicts that the United States eventually will need Air Corps of 2 million men. This statement is from Representative Andrews of New York. Andrews said that the last World War proved that men below the age of 21 make the best soldiers, especially flyers. Andrews is in favor of making the new Selective Service age brackets from 19 to 44. Raleigh, North Carolina. 10 convicts at the Greenville prison camp have volunteered to form a suicide squad for any mission the nation might assign. The convicts say that if they should escape alive, they'll return to prison and complete their sentences. 4 of the 10 listed previous military service, and their ages range from 20 to 34 years. Again, Washington. 34 years ago, the United States put a fleet in the high seas headed for Japan. But unlike today's battles, squadrons in the Pacific, the fleet then was bent on maintaining peace, not the grim business of war. Composed of 16 battleships, the great force sailed from Hampton Roads, Virginia on December 16, 1907, under orders of Theodore Roosevelt, who was present to see it off. There had been much talk of war with Japan, and many leaders of those days were afraid that the goodwill gesture would provoke trouble. The commander of the fleet even told his men to be ready for either a frolic or a fight. But months later, the officers were luncheon guests of the Emperor of Japan. And on February 22, 1908, the Great White Fleet steamed into its home port again. The unique board of inquiry named by President Roosevelt to probe the tragedy at Pearl Harbor is scheduled to hold a preliminary meeting in Washington today. And it now becomes clear why President named as chairman of this board Associate Justice Owen J. Roberts of the United States Supreme Court. Justice Roberts has special knowledge of the defenses of Pearl Harbor. Back in the Coolidge administration, the high court jurist was one of the government prosecutors in the Elk Hills oil case, a case that grew out of the Harding oil scandals. Part of the defense of the Elk Hills case was based on what the defendants were doing for the Navy at Pearl Harbor in anticipation of just such an attack as occurred on December 7th of this month. In that case, Justice Roberts became intimately acquainted with the Navy's Pacific War plans. Serving with the jurist will be two admirals and two generals. Burlington, Vermont. Dartmouth College is dropping its baseball and spring track because of the war. Dartmouth track coach Harry Hillman explained that the sports are out because the college plans to close May the 1st under a speed-up of the academic program. This news came to you from the NBC newsroom. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
American submarines have made two successful attacks. A third action was termed unsuccessful. No details are given. This news comes from the commander of the United States Asiatic Fleet, Rear Admiral Thomas C. Hart. Said Admiral Hart, quote, "My own forces have been carrying out the same plan settled on considerably before the surprise enemy attack, except for minor adjustments." And Admiral Hart added that the American Navy does not intend to be lured into a premature attack upon Japan. It also was announced in Manila that the inter-island steamer, the Corregidor, had hit a mine and sunk in Manila Bay during the night. Also from Manila, Army headquarters say there has been no change in the situation on the ground in the Philippines, and no air activity has been reported since yesterday. This is announced in a communique received early this morning from Manila. Hong Kong. A communique issued in the midst of bomb bursts this afternoon said a quiet night had been followed by a day of no damage. Despite concussions which occasionally shook the city, actual damage from Japanese bombs and shells was small. London. The British announced that the RAF bomber attacked targets in northwestern Germany last night and early today. Details were not given, but it was presumed that the RAF hammered Nazi ports and naval bases. Singapore. Heavy fighting is reported near the River Muda, 10 miles north of Penang today. Japanese forces have now pushed 40 or 50 miles down northwestern Malaya in the direction of Singapore. A British Eastern High Command communique indicates that the Japs have scored a new advance toward Singapore despite terrific losses in dead and wounded. The communique says the Japanese were fighting with fanatical determination. The mouth of the Muda River, near which fighting is now raging, lies about 360 miles north of Singapore. It appeared the Japanese have reached the southern border of Kedah province and are now attempting for the first time to break into the Federated Malay States. This news came to you from the NBC newsroom.
And here's the late news. Hong Kong, delayed. This city underwent several Japanese air raids during the day. A communique dated December 16th says. The communique adds that accurate fire by British artillerymen has silenced three of the Japanese gun positions on the mainland. The artillery duel continued throughout the day. Air raid casualties are said to be light. One Japanese plane was shot down and another believed mortally winged by anti-aircraft batteries at Hong Kong. The Japanese pilot of the first plane saved himself by bailing out. He landed on the water and paddled ashore in a collapsible rubber boat. Tokyo. A bill providing for wartime control of speeches and publications concerning public matters was approved today by the lower house of the Japanese Diet. From the NBC Listening Post, spotted typhus is assuming more threatening proportions in Eastern Europe. London Radio reports this. These indications come from the German-controlled press itself. That paper publishes an order forbidding all travel between the Baltic states and the Reich. The BBC added that a message from Sweden says that the whole of Latvia, Lithuania, White Russia, and the Ukraine have been declared quarantine areas. Another London Radio report from the Listening Post in Libya, the Nazi commander, General Rommel, today is making a strong bid to halt the British drive, using all of his remaining tanks, his dive bombers, infantry, and guns. There's fierce fighting over a wide area as the main forces of both armies engage in battle. This battle is raging in an area to the south of Gazala at a point 30 miles farther west. From Seward, Alaska, this gateway to the interior of Alaska settled down today to a wartime existence. Home guard units patrolled gloomy streets, through which only unlighted and essential traffic was permitted. Strict emergency regulations closed all liquor stores, bars. They remained open only 4 hours each midday. Roadhouse business continued as usual. This news came to you from the NBC newsroom.
Here's the latest news and the latest summary on the earthquake at Formosa. Tokyo, the island of Formosa, one of the springboards for Japanese air attacks on the Philippines, has been struck by a severe earthquake. The Japanese news agency says at least 350 persons have been killed or injured in southern Formosa, and more than 2,000 homes have been damaged. Railroad communication has been disrupted, water mains broken, and telephone lines shut out in three places. The island is a little more than 200 miles from the northern coast of Luzon. It's about as big as Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut combined, and has a population of more than 5 million. In addition to air bases, there is an important Japanese naval station in the islands off Formosa. This is believed to be the worst quake in Formosa since 1935, when a series of earthquakes killed more than 3,200 persons and left 250,000 homeless. Washington. Officials of the United States Department of Agriculture say that Japan does not fear starvation from any possible blockade by the American or British Navy. These federal experts say that when Japan opened the war on the United States and Great Britain, she was well supplied with food. And the simple diet of the Japanese also would help make any blockade ineffective. Japs live mainly on rice, wheat, and fish, and Japan is said to have supplies or access to supplies of all three of these essentials. Mexico City. The Mexican Congress today was expected to provide free use of the nation's ports and airfields to the United States and other American countries now at war with the Axis. President Avila Camacho also asked that the American nations, which have declared war, be granted the status of non-belligerents. Foreign Minister Padilla was designated head of the Mexican delegation to the Rio de Janeiro conference, which will seek to consolidate hemisphere defense. San Salvador, All port and airfield officials were ordered by the government of El Salvador today to provide refueling facilities for all American, British, and Chinese ships and planes in emergencies. This news came to you from the NBC newsroom. Here's the latest news. Manila. The Chinese are making a desperate effort to relieve the besieged British garrison at Hong Kong by striking at the Japanese from the rear. According to the Chinese Commercial News, Chinese troops are battling the Japanese at a point only 20 miles north of Victoria Harbor. The harbor separates Hong Kong from the mainland. Singapore. The British admit that Japanese troops have landed at 3 points on the island of Borneo. Japanese have gained footholds at 2 points in British Borneo on the northern end of the island, and at a third point in the British protectorate of Sarawak. The British communique gives no further details. New York. The British radio reports that 2 Japanese ships loaded with troops have been sunk. The British broadcast says the vessels went down off Kota Baru in northwestern Malaya. The Nipponese troops presumably were trying to reinforce Japanese forces fighting down the Malaya Peninsula toward Singapore. Hong Kong. The Crown Colony apparently is taking the war in stride. A communique was issued in the midst of bursting bombs, and it said, "A quiet night." Despite concussions which shake the city from time to time, actual damage from Japanese bombs and shells is small. Washington. President Roosevelt's investigators of Hawaiian defense conditions meet to organize their inquiry today. The board includes 2 Army and 2 Navy officers under chairmanship of Associate Supreme Court Justice Roberts. Manila. The United States submarines have made 2 successful attacks against the Japanese. The first American naval action since Pearl Harbor is revealed by the Commander-in-Chief of the Asiatic Fleet, Admiral Thomas C. Hart. He has not announced the damage caused by 3 United States submarines, but a formal communique is expected soon. Again, Manila, American and Philippine troops apparently have fought Japanese invaders to a standstill at all key points of Luzon. This inference is drawn from the latest Army communique, which says there has been no change in the situation. This news came to you from the NBC newsroom.
Here is the latest news. British headquarters in Singapore this morning confirm the landing of Japanese troops at Sarawak on the northwestern coast of Borneo. A communique says that British forces had been withdrawn prior to the landing and that vital oil refineries, wells, and other installations were destroyed before the Japs arrived. And now here's the situation on the European and the African war fronts as of dawn today. London. Dispatches from Stockholm indicate that Russia may be preparing a terrific new offensive aimed at a quick knockout of Germany. According to these reports, Stalin has called Russian leaders together at the Kremlin to consider immediately launching a gigantic Red Offensive originally planned for spring. The Stockholm dispatches coincide with word that Russia's present offensive is winning big new victories, topped by the recapture of Kalinin, the key point northwest of Moscow. From Helsinki, the Finns claim to have captured a strategic point at the northern tip of Lake Onega. But they apparently are worried by a new Russian offensive at the other end of that lake. The Finnish victory, the capture of the town of Povence on the Stalin Canal, was won by troops fighting in 35 below zero weather. But a Finnish communique admits that the Russians are throwing tremendous strength into an offensive on the front running west from southern Lake Onega to Lake Ladoga. Cairo. Axis forces in Libya appear today to be in desperate straits. A British armored column plunging to within 35 miles of Derna has broken up rear line communications of the main Axis force, and it threatens to cut off the retreat of these troops westward toward the Libyan port. At the same time, the main British Imperial armies are striking viciously into the Axis force from the opposite side. London. British bombers fanned out over northwest Germany during the night. Berlin radio, heard in London, admits RAF activity. Again, London. German airmen were too busy on other fronts during November to carry out more than an occasional nuisance raid on the British Isles. This news from the NBC newsroom.